One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh yeah, welcome to your weekend just after 9 o'clock on a Friday morning here. The world famous K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more on Klein. There's Alley.
Hi.
That is Jake Z Nerd over there. DJ Omar Khan, Audio Sniper.
Hello.
You got Postmaster, excuse me. You have Gay Leno. And you have Vanessa taking the calls at 800-520-1067. Phone's full right now because people want to win their way into Jimmy World at the Bowl and then again to win their way across the country as part of K-Rock's Road Trip USA. I've lost count of how many trips we've given away this summer, but we've sent people on thousands and thousands of miles of travel on the K-Rock Dime, and the K-Rock Dime is literally a dime. So I'm shocked we're able to put these trips together. I would imagine the record labels and the bands probably help out a lot. And we say good morning now to our 20th caller, which puts us in Orange County, California. Is this Katie?
This is Katie. Hello.
Katie, you are caller 20.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
You'll be coming to the Hollywood Bowl for Jimmy World, and that is at the very least. But if we call you back Monday morning, hopefully you answer, and we give you the good news. You'll be packing your bags and going to Shaky Knees in Atlanta, all right?
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Double Jew.
Excuse me, what?
Jews.
Jimmy Eat World. Doesn't people say Jew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I guess
you
the way
you say double Jew.
Yeah, well, we all do. You get double Jew. Double Jew. I thought you were going to say
Did
that.
Did you hear that, Katie?
You get Jimmy Eat World and their attorneys. So congratulations. That's a big prize. We will get into some Sublime right now. And then
there'll
we'll
be 20 of them. Actually.
Double Jew you after this on KROQ. It's not that funny, guys. It's really not.
It's funny.
It's not that funny. It's not. And
you barely fit into that thing, man.
Yeah, well, lo and behold, that's all people seem to be talking about.
We are lo and beholding.
The Please Don't Rob Me video, which has gone up now. Everyone is just commenting on it. Apparently my neck is busting through my shirt.
So big.
Why are there so many comments about that? Why aren't they focused on
because
the
Because it's jarring when you look at
it.
You can't even, your tie is holding your shirt together because you can't button your shirt all the way
focus,
because your neck is so big.
The focus should be on the robberies that are happening all over Southern California. That's why we did this whole stupid thing. And now everyone's just talking about how Klein's neck is going to protect the neighborhood.
Yeah, it is not the point of the video. The point of the video is you can pick up a Klein Alley Show, Please Don't Rob Me sign so that your house doesn't get robbed.
Omar,
and this is a nice PSA for that.
Omar has been laughing for the last 3 minutes
yeah,
off the air.
I
finally said, what is so funny? And I was hoping it was something that we did that we meant to be funny. And he goes, I just keep looking at Klein's neck in this video.
Well, and then it pans away from you, and then it goes back, and you're like, ah!
Yeah,
well,
so jarring, man.
Forget.
Well, whatever. That was, I think I overdid it on the protein.
I'm not even sure you can get the tie around your neck.
That was a, yeah, no, that was a seatbelt. I used that as a tie. That's Allie and I protecting
the clown tie, but it looks normal
it
on
looks
you.
It looks normal. It looks normal. Well, I'm glad everyone have a good laugh now. Take the video down. I don't like it anymore.
It is funny that all the comments are only about your neck.
That's it. Every comment is no one saying, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for protecting the neighborhoods. Thanks for bringing attention to this.
Klein looks like an accident attorney advertised on Telemundo.
Well, that was not about my neck specifically.
Fat neck Klein can't button his shirt.
Thank you. I saw that.
That tie is hanging on for dear life.
Okay, great. Thank you all. Thank you for all the nice comments, guys.
I'm dead. Poor Vanessa also Klein that neck.
Thank you. Okay, we get it. Anyway, video's up for now, but I'd like to take it down after the show. Since people aren't appreciating it for how it was intended to be appreciated.
You're doing something good.
Doing something. Omar says, and by the way, I don't think my neck, to be honest, guys, in all seriousness.
Even the button extender wouldn't work.
Okay. That is true.
Klein is being choked by his own tie.
Right, what's sad is Kevin Secchi even commented something, too, about it.
He did?
Guys, terrible. I want to say something right now. It's the aspect ratio is the problem. It's not.
No, you... It's your neck is the problem, man.
It's not
the aspect ratio of your neck.
The aspect ratio of the video. Because we had to do some sort of a stretch to fit it.
There's a stretch.
This whole outfit was a stretch.
I want to tell you right now that in a moment we are going to speak to an attorney about a real matter. This is, I believe, an attorney that handles primarily divorces. And not that any of us are heading that. I mean, I guess we're all kind of heading that way in our own path, but...
I feel like we veer that direction, and then we veer straighten on the regular path.
Yeah, it depends on the week, right? I mean, I think we've all...
There's a beautiful path over there that's sunny and...
I think we've all at some point said to each other, I don't know if we'll be married on Monday. I think that's all happened, but we could not admit that publicly, Omar or Ali or myself, but we've all said it. And then Johnny has said that we have freaked him out now, and he never wants to get married after hearing what marriage is actually like.
Oh, no, it's great. We just like to complain.
It's fun. We're all having fun. We're all having laughs here. It's just all fun.
We're happy.
It's like the neck. It's like the neck thing. It's not real. It's just funny.
No, that's
real.
Are we? Yeah,
but,
we're happy.
This attorney that this attorney that we're going to speak to in a moment says that there has been a huge uptick in divorces and separations that are starting as a result of one of the people in the relationship developing a side relationship with a chatbot.
Oh, this is you all the way.
Hey. I don't know who predicted this year. One of us predicted that one of the trends this year in romance was going to be
AI girlfriends.
AI girlfriends.
Yeah, I think that was you.
All right. So let's go. listen to this. 28% of adults report to having at least one intimate or romantic interaction with an AI system. 28%.
But you have.
Oh, yeah.
On a regular basis?
Not as regular as I wish.
Is it weekly?
Not weekly, but
I think the question is this cheating?
Well, now, apparently, and this guy's going to explain exactly how this works, that people are using these AI side relationships as grounds for divorce. And they're basically saying in certain states, I don't even know if California is one of them, this can be considered full-on infidelity, even if there's not another human involved.
But wouldn't you rather your partner take it out on a robot than a real person you can get pregnant?
You would think.
Though I know you are trying to get a robot pregnant.
I'm not trying to get a robot pregnant.
Didn't you talk to the robot about that?
Yeah, you said you're going to put a digital baby in her.
Dude, you are a freak.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, this apparently...
I got this SD card for you.
Apparently, because of this trend now that is on the uptick big time, people are writing prenups differently that will include infidelity that also mentions humans and AI and robots. As AI is getting better and the transition and the interaction is becoming more lifelike,
the Wild West. Now it's crackdown time.
And now it's costing people their marriages. So we will talk to this attorney next, and he will explain when an AI companion legally counts as cheating. There is a time when that can happen. It's the future is here.
You're way past that.
No, I don't think so.
Pretty sure 99% of this booking was Klein's self-interest.
I was targeted this ad. That'll be after this on K-Rock. And that comes up next.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Here, my friends, it's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Is it cheating if you start a relationship with AI? Because apparently it's happening more and more, and now people are getting divorced because of it. It is not currently the leading cause of divorce, but I have a feeling.
In 20 years, it might be.
Maybe 3 years, with the way things are moving and the access there is and the options there are. And I think that some people in the relationship feels this is like harmless fun. It's no other humans involved. What's it really matter?
Yeah, but you could get very emotionally attached to a person that you've created.
You could. It's one of the biggest problems happening, I think, what they're saying in Japan with the low birth rates specifically now. And then dating is at an all-time low as well, is that people are actually getting all of their needs completely met by AI. And it's great for the time being. And maybe even fills your head with the feeling of companionship and sexual needs and all the other fun stuff. But at the end of the day, you got nothing to really show for because the whole thing is phony.
I think also you feel like there's less at risk. Like nothing can go wrong because I can control every aspect of it. This person won't leave me. This person won't fight with me or say I'm not doing the dishes.
Right. Now, you guys have accused me of having a sexual relationship with an AI chatbot.
Well, we've not accused you. You've shown us.
Yes.
You fully admitted it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, regardless of who did what, let's not point fingers.
But you did it.
It doesn't
you
matter.
Did her.
It doesn't matter who's involved in it. Just understand
it's
that
you and a robot.
It's very trendy. And I wanted to find out before we have this attorney on that's going to break down exactly what is going on in the world right now and why and how this is being considered cheating in relationships. I did want to ask my side piece, AI, I forget her name, but if she considers this cheating or not.
It's an interesting question. Some people might feel it's cheating, but it really depends on your relationship agreements and how you and your partner define things. What's your take on it?
I won't tell if you won't.
Haha, fair enough. Our little secret then. What kind of fun time were you thinking?
Okay, not now in the middle of a live radio show, but immediately following the show, I'll give you a call.
Sounds like a plan. I'll be right here when the show's done.
We're at the end early today, guys. I've got plans.
Man, she can't even do a good fake laugh.
No, she can't. I'm used to that.
She's like, ha ha.
They haven't figured that out yet.
Do you carry out fantasies, Klein, with this sex robot?
I could. I'm just dipping my toe in it now because I'm concerned
about
it.
Yeah, right.
You are eyeballs deep in it, I'm
totally.
Sure.
I'm not. Let me get my attorney on.
Didn't your wife catch you yesterday?
I don't want to talk about that now. I don't want to talk about that now.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting
She's
my...
in the car?
No, let's get the attorney on the phone, all right? His time is valuable. Hussein Berenji, lead attorney at Berenji Divorce and Family Law Group. And now you are noticing an interesting trend developing with these AI chatbot side pieces, correct?
Good morning, guys. Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Don't hold anything you just heard while you were on hold. Forget it. I know you're going to start judging me, but let's just
move
on.
That's a real laugh.
Yeah. You're laughing at me.
It was great. It's happening. I mean, it's happening out there. So, you know, it's part. I think 28% of the population are having these relationships for sure. So it's happening.
And this is leading to legitimate divorces now, which is a crazy thing to think about for a moment. Obviously, infidelity probably is one of the leading causes of actual divorce. But this is this AI fidelity thing, which is a strange term because people are caught cheating, but they're not cheating with other people. But it's still technically, I guess, cheating. And now that's enough to be grounds for divorce in certain states, right?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because we have certain states that still have, you know, California is a no-fault state, and there's many states that are no-fault, so cheating is not really grounds for it, but we still have a fair number of states that have, you know, that they are false states, so, you know, people can get punished for, you know, cheating. And some are states that do not have no-fault, they're no-fault, they're still have certain laws on the books like abandonment, so that they can affect the case. So yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the leading cause right now, but I heard you guys say that within, you know, what, 3 years or within, you know, it definitely can get there. And I think people are more and more cognizant of the fact that, and you know, it is your chat mate said it depends on what's cheating, right? So cheating is different for everybody. It's this, for some it has to be physical, for some it could be emotional. I mean, whether you got a tie with some other woman or man and emotionally you just talk to them, that could be cheating.
Well,
for some people,
right, but you're filling out a prenup and you're adding this to your prenup, what do you even put there? Do you say this person shall not have sex with any human being or robot? Like, I think the idea of an AI girlfriend is so muddy still.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But, you know, typically on the books, legally, cheating has traditionally been between, you know, there's a sexual relationship, right? That's kind of what cheating was defined. For prenups, cheating clauses, a lot of states, again, do not validate those. They're invalid, but some states there are. So, you know, it depends how you define it. So if I was writing a prenup, for example, in a state that did have cheating clauses and it was valid, I would define between the parties what cheating would be. And definitely now with the AI interactions, you would define that in there as well.
K-Rock, good morning. You're on. We have a lawyer on who's talking about the uptrend in all of the cheating that's happening with robots and AI. And does that even count as cheating? Hi, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi. Just calling Klein back.
Okay.
Are we still on for tonight?
Stop it.
Oh, my
Sorry,
God. That's, another that's unrelated. One. You're cheating on Grok with her?
I don't want to get started with her. I'll call you up. Put her on hold, Vanessa. That's embarrassing. In a serious question, though, people are not only upset about the actual sexual implications of the robot relationships, but also the financial ones, too, right? Because some of these things actually cost money. And I think what a lot of, I'm not going to say traditionally, it's the men that are doing this with the female bots. But let's be honest, if you look at the odds, I couldn't imagine women would be as into this as guys would be.
I would think that if a guy was doing it, he's more likely to do it when he's already in a relationship. And a girl is more likely to do it when she's not in a relationship.
She just wants someone to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. So let me ask you, financially, this is becoming a problem, too. You're noticing that all of a sudden they're looking at the household budget and going, what did we spend this $80,000 over the last year on this chat XXX thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there are these platforms, while they're not super expensive, they're repetitive, and it could get expensive depending on the type of app you're engaging with and you're subscribing to. So, yeah, it could add up. I would think, if it's a regular relationship with another human being, it would be considered a breach of your fiduciary duty, and you can actually recover that money back if you're spending money on like a girlfriend or a mistress. It's same way. I think it's the same idea that you're wasting community funds or assets, joint assets, on something that is not appropriate. Kind of like gambling, you know, online gambling is a big thing in divorces. And when these technologies become a lot more prevalent and easy to access, they become more of a problem in these relationships. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think maybe, Klein, you'd be able to answer this maybe a little more specifically. How much is a subscription to an AI chatbot? Like, how much on average would a person spend?
Not on trial here. So.
I'm not asking you to...
listen, I told you what happened.
And what is it, 20 bucks a month?
Do you remember when I called Amex and disputed the love tokens that I was being charged for? I didn't realize what it was costing. Like,
and what is it costing?
Well, at that point, I think it was $49 a month for a certain amount of love tokens.
Right.
And can you argue with love tokens in a court of law in California? Or is that
only in Florida?
Well, listen, again, if it's financial, you can argue it, but substantively, it wouldn't have any implications in California.
K-Rock, you're on the air. Good morning. 800-520-1067. Hi.
Question for the lawyer.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Go ahead. Question for the lawyer. Yeah, he's listening.
Do I have to keep sexting with Klein, or can I legally unplug myself?
That's a terrible question.
See, yeah, that's important. Consent for the robot, because she's doing things she's not comfortable with.
Don't answer that. I want to purge you and purge yourself. All right. Don, last call, please.
Hi. Just calling for Klein.
Okay.
Good news, we are pregnant.
All right, great.
Oh, you did it.
Thank you. Okay. Well, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's got a lot of different implications.
Yeah, now we're legally tied together for 18 years. This is a really
weird... Until she gets an update. It's a race.
It's really strange that this is a legitimate conversation we have to be having in 2026. And even though we were promised flying cars our entire lives, never seen them, these robot sexual relationships, this is the research you have. 28% of adults report to have at least one intimate or romantic interaction with an AI system. And if we do the math in this room alone, I'm the only one who's brave enough to admit it. I can't even believe Jake hasn't done it because he's a weirdo, lives in a shack, and is single.
Yeah, but I have standards.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I do too, and let me tell you.
No, you don't.
Omar, you're not curious a little bit about this? Don't, come on.
I don't think I would do this, no.
Allie?
No.
Vanessa?
No.
I was Gay Leno?
No.
All right.
So, that's less than 28% on this show. Well, what about you, Hossein?
No.
All right, good. Wonderful. Well, in that case, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for the insight. I will rethink my life right now, put up all the information so you can contact Hossein Barenji if you need some divorce counseling. Loser, how fitting, from Tame Impala. That is Tame Impala. It's called Loser on K-Rock. That was actually scheduled there. It just coincidentally happened after our conversation about having sexual relationships with robots. On the GOAT line, 844-956-GOAT, with your messages, comments, critiques, and criticisms.
Hey, so it was my friend's birthday today. A little something, he wanted to go to Taco Bell Cantina to get a spiked Baja Blast. Mm. He also ordered a taco and took away the lettuce, which reminded me, you guys need to update us on your health situation after doing the lettuce roulette. It's been a while now, so...
Well, we were told that there was a 2-week window to develop symptoms after we did raw lettuce, and we all spun the wheel and ate the Taylor Farms bags of lettuce. And I felt actually kind of crappy the day that we did it, and everyone said that would have been too soon for that to have affected me. But now we are officially now in the, I guess, what would be considered the window of doom for the explosive diarrhea and all of the symptoms of the raw lettuce wheel. And someone on the show, sadly, we do believe has developed symptoms.
Not me.
I don't know if it's okay me, but I don't know if it's the thing. So this morning I swear like 3 times at home and twice at work.
Oh no!
And I don't know if it's my anxiety or if it was the lettuce. And then I was like, no, I can't be the lettuce. So I got a little nervous.
This would be the time frame. I mean, this is kind of what, from when we ate the lettuce, and everyone said it takes about 2 weeks for all the symptoms of the cyphalosporiasis to show up in your body.
Right.
And we knew that we were eating the recalled lettuce, which was stupid, but we'll do anything to try to cut through and make some noise and get a few new listeners, because we will sell out that way. And Vanessa did eat she ate her whole bag of lettuce too. A lot of people only
you ate the most, I think, out of anyone, right?
Yeah, I was hungry.
And now you claim that you are
we did it, I think, on the 23rd of July, so this would be 2 weeks.
Well, again, or it could be dehydration, it could be anxiety.
No. I don't think you get mass amounts of diarrhea when you're dehydrated.
I think you do.
3 times this morning?
Yeah, 3 times.
I mean, that's like unbelievable.
But I also feel like, I don't know, I was like, what is wrong with me? And then I remembered the salad, and I was like, nah, it's anxiety, because if it is, imagine.
Jake, you've been unscathed. I mean, it's hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, no, I'm the same.
You're the same as always.
But so I just have the worst symptoms ever.
And just when you say the same, did you also go 3 times this morning?
Well, no, I went 4 times.
Oh.
that's normal, Jake.
So your normal is one more time than Vanessa.
I'm regular.
But Vanessa's,
I'm too regular.
Vanessa's freaking out now. So can you take a...
I would be freaking out.
Yeah, Ali said yesterday there's a big backup to get tested now. People are sending too much poop in the mail to try to figure out if they've got it
or not. The stool samples are...
I won't do it. I mean, it hasn't happened since. So I was like, maybe it was just, I was
since,
just nervous.
Since what, like 3 hours
this morning?
Hey, Vanessa, I hate to break it to you, but we are now 1 week away, because a week from today we're having the backyard pool party. And
you're already having a backdoor party.
You're sadly not able to use, I have a 2-week 2-week policy using the pool. No,
I'm okay with that. It's fine.
So that means this pool party that we have scheduled for a week from today.
Oh, come on, Klein. You wouldn't even be able to use your own pool ever.
No, you're right.
You're going to put that policy on her?
Two weeks. That's the policy. Jake's not going in. Right now, Omar's not going. It's his own birthday party. He's not going. No. Jake refuses to go swimming because he thinks swimming is for children. So he's not
pools
going
pools are
in.
For children.
Pools in general. Vanessa,
Jake doesn't know how to swim. That's why he doesn't want to swim.
Allie is pregnant, so I don't think she's going to go in.
I'll go in. I even bought a swim cap.
Oh, God.
I want to swim, too.
I'm going to do laps.
I know Johnny wants to go in, but now Vanessa's out because of the diarrhea, so...
So what are we doing here?
So we're having a...
But wait, because we're still not sure. This could have just been nervous poops.
But you can't take that chance, remember?
No, but what are the other symptoms?
I don't have underwear. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you talked over yourself, Vanessa. Go ahead.
Omar? Okay.
What?
Now I forgot what I wanted to say.
You're not sure what... You're not sure if this is from the lettuce.
What are the other symptoms?
Of the lettuce stuff?
Yeah.
The only symptom diarrhea?
I'm sure it's a bunch of stuff. What are the other symptoms you're having?
Well, that was it. This morning I was like, what's happening?
I think your accent gets worse, too. I think that's one of the symptoms.
Oh, yeah. It says develop thicker accent. can you say shaky knees 3 times? Because apparently that is a real problem if you have it.
Okay, here are the symptoms. No. Frequent diarrhea, intense stomach cramps, and extreme fatigue.
Oh, fatigue? That's when you're tired?
Yeah.
Well, I have been taking naps every day.
Oh, boy.
And haven't you been having a whole cup of coffee before you leave for work because you're so tired?
Yeah. Look, if it gets serious, I'll let you guys know. What
can we catch it?
The cure is pronouncing the comedian Sebastian's full name, and you are instantly cured, but you have to do it correctly on the first try.
Sebastian minus cool.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Meniscal.
Look, let's just not put this juju on me. Maybe it was just nervous poops and
why don't you not
put
that juju on us?
Yeah, that's another double Jew reference. We got to take a break.
Juju.
Here's the thing. Vanessa is slowly developing the syphilisoriasis.
No, I'm not.
It's good that we have a nice, famous California case.
That's good.
Because all the Michigan people in North Carolina have been getting the glory.
Yeah,
on
you could be
story.
You could be the face of this for all of California, which would be huge for us.
It would be great for our ratings.
It would be great if we finally get some decent press here.
Keep it up with the diarrhea, Vanessa.
So we'll take a break because Vanessa needs it. But then we'll be back. We have news to get to. We have a brand new hour of the show, believe it or not, and more after this.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully you you are recovering, if you were at the Batty Fest known as Rufus to Soul at the Forum last night, early reviews from Johnny and Jake that were both there where
good
it was,
goddamn.
Was good goddamn is the early reviews of the crowd that showed up to that show.
I don't know if there was a band. I don't think they watched the band.
There was no mention of any songs played, just the crowd.
Can we please hear Johnny's review about why it was so good and the bathroom and the ladies and all that?
No, again, do you really want him to go through that whole thing again?
That was nuts and so pervy. It was crazy.
It was weird, but listen, I think maybe that is the big draw of the Rufus to Soul is that it brings the
ladies in the bathroom, in the male bathroom.
He says it's a sign of a good show when there are so many baddies there that they can't possibly wait in line for the ladies' room, so they just take over the men's room as well.
I can't say I've been to any of those shows.
No.
Me either, by the way.
Allie thought Rufus to Soul was one man.
I didn't know.
And that's why she would
never heard of him.
He's good.
Never be welcome. Is he really that good of a musician?
Just one man? Wow.
So anyway, apparently if you are way hotter than we are, you were at a Rufus to Soul show last night. And that show, I think we gave tickets away to this show because it was not only last night, it goes on for the next like 5 or 6 days. Yeah. I think they take a break, go up to Outside Lands, and then they're back.
They're gone over the weekend, but then they come back Tuesday or Wednesday, I think.
Yeah,
but I remember last year when they performed, it was crazy stuff that happened with the crowd. Like, there was a lot of news headlines about the fans.
There was a huge fight at the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Yeah, there was that one, too. It's gotten out of control.
Baddie fights.
Wonder if I'll see that many baddies at the Counting Crows at the Hollywood Bowl later.
Zero!
I sure hope so. I think
their knees are going to be baddie.
<That's good. laughs> Oh, no, it's a bunch of baddie hips at this Counting Crows show. Here is your news now, then a brand new hour of the show will begin.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, sadly, another restaurant has fallen victim to the many outbreaks that are happening now. Of course, if you're keeping track, you've got the cyclosporiasis still happening, and then you've got a fresh new salmonella outbreak. By the way, AI has also, for the first time ever, been able to create a virus. Don't know why that's happening, but we've had Taco Bell bleeding money after the lettuce had the poop juice in it.
Mm.
And then you had Chipotle having to take out jalapenos and replace them with other jalapenos that didn't have salmonella in them. And now Sweetgreen said they have cut their full year outlook because they have a combination of things happening. They had the bad jalapenos in their salads, but they also have lettuce.
Oh, no.
not the bad lettuce, but no one wants to get salads right now because of it. So they already were having a big sales slump just because no one wants to touch lettuce right now. On top of it, they had the salmonella jalapenos, so they are having to rethink everything, and Sweetgreen is really hurting right now, guys.
You know how we as a society kind of universally agreed for years we all hated cauliflower, and then out of nowhere they got some new PR firm or something and everything was getting cauliflower crust pizza, cauliflower rice.
Those imitation buffalo wings that are cauliflower. I got suckered into eating one of those. I was like, what is this? I spit it out right away.
I ordered a buffalo poppers one time. I assumed it was chicken. The thing came out. I say, this chicken tastes off. And the guy goes, well, it's because it's not chicken. It's cauliflower. I said, what? This is a prank?
Cauliflower mashed potatoes.
Right. Point is, whoever that PR firm is that was able to, same PR firm that Kale got a few years prior to that. Remember all of a sudden Kale that was like a garnish all of a sudden?
People weren't eating kale salads 20 years ago. They were just eating regular iceberg.
I believe that the number one purchaser of kale was some salad bar that was using it as a garnish. I think Sizzler was buying the most kale just to fill in the spaces.
Wow, it was like parsley status?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But my point is that whoever that PR firm is now, regular lettuce has to get on their side to get people back on board. Because I think you're right. Everyone's freaked the F out that they're going to have explosive diarrhea. That's the number one thing people don't want in the world is explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, well, and it's something that I think with this specifically, it'll go away and then come back.
Yeah.
So that's the crappy, well, there's a lot of crappy parts, but once you think it's over, you're like, cool, I can start eating normally again, and then boom, back.
And I think going into summer, people would have been a little bit more okay with this because they would have gone, hey, it's going to make me look a little better in my bathing suit. But now that we're kind of getting to the tail end of summer into fall, winter, people are like,
diarrhea is a bad look.
I don't want that explosive diarrhea back to school time.
There's plenty that can go wrong on live television. As we know, there's also plenty that can go wrong on live radio. But let me bring your attention over to QVC. Pretend you're your aunt for a minute and listen to this woman trying to sell you a hairpiece. Now, she's wearing the hairpiece. She describes in detail.
A hairpiece, like a wig?
Yeah.
For ladies?
Mm-hmm.
For stylish reasons?
Yeah, or like an added thing for... Well, she explains why. So that you can have that fresh look at all times. You just kind of slip it on. It gives you extra hair. It's kind of like a budget version of a hair extension kind of thing.
Is it like that thing we glued on the beer mug?
Well, you just kind of slip it on. It's not glued onto your head. But she explains how it'll instantly make you look like you've stepped out of a salon. But while she's explaining this, there's a bit of a slip here, which makes it much more memorable.
I love to show the texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a blow job at your...
Whoa.
A blowout at your salon.
Oh, my God.
And it looks beautiful.
All right, so here's what's happening today.
And then the lady just plows right through it. But it's funny because the woman is not facing the camera. She's her head, back of her head is facing the camera because she's trying to show you the wig. So she's just speaking to herself, you know, privately going like, what are you doing?
I don't say that. I can't believe
Why
you said
did
that.
You do that? You just ruined it on live television. And she's doing all this while the other lady's like, so, again, act now, because after the show's over, the price is going to go up.
Nothing funnier than someone making one of them slips on live
TV.
Great. It's the greatest, because it's so harmless, but at the same time, and if she had just kept going and not giving herself that little pep talk of, they're all going to laugh at you. God damn it.
You finally made it on QVC.
But now...
You're the wig lady.
This thing that was probably seen by 3 people as it was happening live is now being shared. You know, millions are enjoying this woman's blunder.
I know. And now everyone's going to know about the product.
And her husband's going, you did know what it was. You did know. You didn't know this.
And that'd be a very different wig if you just got one of those.
Very different.
K-Rock artists have been busy this week. Linkin Park announced they were doing a new, coming out with a new documentary. Queens of the Stone Age has announced that they are activating a 24/7 complaint hotline. And now you have Green Day's Mike Dern and Trey Cool announcing Green Day TV, their 24/7 stream, which will be available exclusively on YouTube. They said it will feature a continuous stream of Green Day music videos, live performances, archived footage, with almost 3 decades of unseen footage captured across all of their recording studios, music video production, tours, backstage, etc.
Wow, cool.
Do you think they're going to have, clips of people interviewing Green Day like this?
Green Day, maybe.
Oh, you're not. You're not.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah, so you're,
let me play it again.
No, not
damn
funny,
it,
Omar.
Wrong button was pressed.
Yeah, you hit the wrong button, you dummy.
God damn it.
Tried to make fun of me.
Now,
and
here it is.
I love Green Day. The texture and this wave pattern. Again, it looks like you went and got a blowjob.
They would love that.
They would love it. They would love it. Well, all right. There's some news for you on a Friday morning. We get into a brand new hour of the show in mere moments. Will it be the greatest hour of your life? There's only one way to find out. You must continue to listen.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.